It's time for the 2024 UK Healthcare Boys Basketball Sweet 16 Tournament on WMST. Broadcast sponsors include Ambergies Farm Machinery Sales and Service, BMC Contracting, City Cartage Company, Clark's Pump and Shop, Kaufman Funeral Home and Crematory, the Downtown Athletic Club, Dutchess Chevy Ford, the Family Wealth Group, Furniture World Superstore, Hoffman Robertson Incorporated, Garrett Furniture, Carl's Produce, Kentucky Petroleum Supply, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, your Scott Family McDonald's, the Montgomery County Board of Education, Montgomery Tractor Sales, Moorhead Tourism, Paris Stockyards, People's Exchange Bank, Porter Group Insurance, Save-A-Lot Mount Sterling, Sterling Family Dental Care, Town and Country Home Decor and Minute Market, Sterling Healthcare, Traditional Bank, Windsor Care Center, and Whitaker Bank Mount Sterling. Stay tuned. Tip-off is minutes away on 106.9 FM, 1150 AM, and WMSTRadio.com.
Here we are at Rupp Arena, the UK Healthcare Boys Sweet 16. This will be the final game of the opening round, and it looks to be a good matchup. Neighbors playing each other. You've got Newport High School out of the 9th region taking on Campbell County out of the 10th region. Team captains, coaches, and officials meeting right here at midcourt at Rupp Arena, right on that big blue UK logo. We're looking for a good game tonight. Newport rolls in with a 32-3 record. Campbell County, they are 26-6. And Newport, they've been on a roll, Bobby. They've won 24 games in a row. They were preseason picked to be in the top five. They've been there all year long.
Well, I tell you what, they escaped Ryle by two in the region and then ground out a seven-pointer against Cooper to get here. So, as you say, when you've won over 20 in a row, you are on a roll.
And this team, they've got three returning starters. Last year they were defeated by Lyon County in the opening round 61-46. So Newport is a return participant. Campbell County, the last time they've been here, 2019, but they've got a new coach. Eric Russell's not coaching the Camels this year as far as won five of Campbell County's six region titles. They've got a new coach, Brett Souter. It's a very a mature team, I would say. We've seen them play multiple times.
Well, and they are very, very well coached. They follow the game plan to the hilt, and chances are tonight against their neighbors from Newport, the Wildcats, they're going to have to follow the script, and what's more, they're going to have to make some shots, which they did by and large in region play to advance here.
Yeah, Campbell County, they can play some defense too. They rank in the top 25 in team defense. They yield giving up only 52.7 points per game on the average. They are led by a 6'4 post player, Connor Weinel, 10 rebounds. He's top 35 in the state rebounding. He also gets 15 points per ball game. Their point guard, Bobby, another solid player. He hit the big shot that sent Campbell County to the overtime win. Garen Jackson, oftentimes a point guard may not shoot this high a percentage, but Garen Jackson, 65% from the floor. He's in the top 20. Most of the time, you got post players shooting close to the basket.
Yeah, well, Garen Jackson is a keeper, player averaging 11.6 points per game, and he went up and made a challenge three against a very, very courageous Harrison County team in the 10th region final to win that region by a single point.
Yeah, Campbell County, very upperclassman driven club. They've got five seniors and two juniors who do a lion's share of the playing in their ball games. They've won 26 games with those players, and they look to try to continue it, but they'll have a tough, tall order, pun intended, good size on Newport. Bobby and I will talk about it when we return. 9 minutes away from tip-off, we'll take a two-minute timeout. When we return, more pregame right here on your Gateway Sports Station. Back in 2 minutes.
Are you looking for a job where you can make a terrific income, have a great insurance plan, 401k retirement plan, paid vacations, incentive bonuses? That job could be waiting for you now at City Cartage Company in Mount Sterling. If you think that sounds good, wait till you hear this. They are currently offering a $3,000 sign-on bonus. City Cartage Company, they're always looking for quality employees, and they're ready to reward you with all those great incentives and more. Stop in and apply at City Cartage Company in the Midland Trail Industrial Park, or give them a call, 498-4490.
His name is Kelly Johnson. He's a dentist in Mount Sterling, and his reputation is simple. He offers quality care at affordable prices, and you get it from a dentist whose staff truly cares about their patients. The Sterling Family Dental Care Center is located at 100 East High Street in Mount Sterling. Make sure your children have quality dental health care. It'll put your mind at ease. Dr. Johnson can help every member of your family. And when it comes to cosmetic dentistry, you'll get the latest from Sterling Family Dental Care Center, 100 East High Street, Mount Sterling.
Spring savings are here. Through April 2nd at major brands, you'll get an $80 reward card after online submission with purchase of four or more new Michelin passenger or light truck tires totaling $900 or more. Tire purchases under $900 get $60. Celebrate spring with big savings on Michelin tires from major brands Tire and Automotive, Tom's Drive Moorhead, and Wilmont Drive Mount Sterling. Get details at major brands or online at MichelinMan.com. Offer expires 4/2/24. Void where prohibited.
Whitaker Bank knows you need banking to be quick and secure with many mobile banking options. Our 24-hour banking offers bill pay, money transfer between accounts, credit card and loan applications, only to name a few. And check out our mobile deposit. Just open the Whitaker Bank app, snap a couple photos, and hit send. App, snap, deposit. It's that simple. Whitaker Bank is uniquely Kentucky. Member FDIC.
We've got a Northern Kentucky affair here. It's Newport taking on Campbell County. Joel Bennett here, Bobby Baldwin with me. We were talking about Campbell County when we led into the break. Camels come in here. The Camels have a 12-game winning streak. They're making their eighth Sweet 16 appearance. Their record in the Sweet 16, 3-7. They have never won a state championship. Newport, they are making their 15th appearance. They have never won a state championship, but Newport's record 14-15 in state tournament play, and they're going all the way back to 1920 was the first time the Newport Wildcats came in here. They were here again last year. Campbell County, they coming out of the locker room, they're going on the floor for a shoot around. 12 game winning streak, but that sounds good, but Newport doubled it up, 24 game winning streak. And number 16 in the state, they average winning games by 16 points per contest. Bobby, they're the all-A state champions. They've defeated some teams that are here in the Sweet 16 that have already advanced.
Yeah, they've done a tremendous job with their program here in the last couple of years. And in the King of the Bluegrass, they lost to Great Crossing by only 2 points. So that shows you how strong they are relative to the rest of the field. And they can flat get it done, and they have a wealth of talent on their starting five and then a couple of most capable reserves.
And then some other teams that are here in the Sweet 16, Spencer County. Newport beat them 83-70 in that tournament. Trinity, which we just called that game that advanced, they lost in overtime to Trinity by only five. And then some other teams, they beat Lyon County, a team that advanced yesterday. They beat Lyon County 50-48. To get to the All-A finals, and then they beat Evangel Christian, who is here advancing. So Newport, when you say they are not a paper lion, they have played the teams on paper and they have won those games.
Yeah, by no means, and despite the fact that they're All-A, they've got A plus players.
They sure do. They've got when you're looking at this team, it's been ranked top 10 all year, and they've got three returning starters. Talon Kenny, who we see is not starting, he was the 16th ranked player in the state as we got into this 2023-24 season. And you're going to throw in a highly recruited Talon Kenny. You're going to throw in a transfer from Taft High School in Cincinnati in Deshaun Anderson at 6'4 junior. Then you got James Turner at 6'7. He blocked 90 shots last year, and he's got about that many again this year. I mean, Newport's loaded.
They can play, and yet the team they're playing is going to be relatively formidable as well.
Campbell County taking on Newport. We'll step aside for a 30-second break. When we come back, more pregame after this brief message.
Morning people wake up for peace and quiet. McDonald's breakfast people, we wake up for the sweet rush of getting that warm breakfast right before it ends. Start your morning off right with a satisfying steak, egg, and cheese bagel, or add a steak patty to your other breakfast faves. Order in the app and get 30% off a purchase of $5 or more. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. Valid once per day through 6/30/24 at participating McDonald's. Excludes taxes. Must opt into rewards.
Available at your Scott Family McDonald's in Mount Sterling.
We get ready. Northern Kentucky, we got Newport High School and Campbell County. Final game of the opening round. It's ready to come your way. Let's go to the public address.
The participants and coaches have worked hard to create a sense of teamwork, respect, responsibility, and perspective.
We remind you that good behavior is expected, and misconduct will not be tolerated.
Let this competition reflect mutual respect among all participants, officials, and fans.
Good luck to all competitors and everyone who's going great for you best luck.
The high school state championship.
And fans, don't shatter the game. Show your sportsmanship and act the right way with Right Way Auto Glass. Right Way Auto Glass is Kentucky's premier auto glass solution. And ladies and gentlemen, would you please stand and remove your caps as the East Jessamine High School Choir pays tribute to America in the singing of our national anthem.
Of the national anthem right there by the East Jessamine High School Choir. Well, there's the horn. We get ready for the starting lineup. So let's go back to the public address.
In the 2024 UK Healthcare Kentucky High School Athletic Association Boys Sweet 16, celebrating the 106th anniversary of Kentucky State Championship Basketball Tournament, the greatest show in hoops. Tonight's game features the Campbells of Campbell County, champions of the 10th region, their visiting team, and the Wildcats of Newport, champions of the 9th region, your home team. And fans, get out your phones and shine your flashlights bright. It's time for the electricity of the Blue Oval SK, the future of mobility. Here are your starting lineup in alternating fashion, beginning with the visiting team. For Campbell County, at guard, number 12, Brock Sorenfrost. For Newport, at guard, number 1, Deshaun Anderson. For Campbell County, at guard, number 15, Garen Jackson. For Newport, at guard, number 2, Jabari Covington. For Campbell County, at forward, number 21, Cole Johnson. For Newport, at guard, number 3, Deshaun Jackson. For Campbell County, at forward, number 23, Nate Smith. For Newport, at forward, number 4, James Turner. For Campbell County, at center, number 25, Connor Wino. And for Newport, at center, number 5, Griffin Stark. Now introducing the head coaches for the Camels, Brent Sauer. For the Wildcats, Rodney Snack. Your game officials are Terry Carter, Kyle Lovett, J.R. Reed, and the alternate is Jeffrey Deely.
There's who we've got playing, and Bobby, this is going to close out the opening round.
Well, it's been a good, excellent tournament here for first round play through the first 7 games. This one seems to pit size and strength and athleticism versus just well-balanced skill set basketball. And these kids all know what they're doing, so let's tip it off.
Campbell County won the region. Newport won the ninth. They're in this tournament. There have been 5 teams that have come from the different 16 regions for their first time ever here at Rupp Sweet 16. They've also had 4 teams that were district runners-up that ended up winning the region and getting to come here to Rupp. Connor Weinel jumping it up against James Turner, and Turner at 6'8 controls the tip. 6'8 and 6'7 across the front line for this Newport team as Covington goes to Johnson, tried to turn the corner, threw up a bank shot and put it in.
Well, he just used his strength and height to put that one in from about 8 feet out on the right side.
Campbell County looking at this man-to-man. Backdoor cut. Sergeant Fry goes over to Smith. Nathan Smith bounce pass out to Garen Jackson. Jackson hands it off to Connor Weinel. He's 6'4 and plays the post. He can stretch the floor and hit a 3 for you. Sergeant Fry tries to get space. He finds Weinel. Weinel missed straight away from 12 feet. Newport releases. They run out. Dunk at the other end.
There is the athleticism of which we spoke here at the outset. 4-0 Newport early on.
Yeah, and Coach Rodney Snapp, he is all about that dunk on the fast break. Weinel, bounce pass out to Jackson. Jackson got by the defender who had fallen down. Bounce pass to Johnson. Cole Johnson pinned under the rim. Has to throw it back out. I mean, he was under the basket. Johnson with a ball fake and trying to block the shot and flying at him. James Turner, who I mentioned, had 88 blocks last year, and he's blocked about that many again. Well, he draws the foul.
He was bound and determined to block that one.
Campbell County keeps the ball on their end of the floor. Out near midcourt, Garen Jackson to run the offense. They're running Nathan Smith, the big muscular senior, down on the baseline. He can't get it. Weinel has it right of the lane. Now hands it off to Sergeant Fry. Ball fake. He lost it. Turnover Campbell County. And with it bringing it up, Deshaun Anderson. Anderson throws it over, and it'll be Jackson coming up with it. Jackson, he can really get to the rim. We saw that. 6'2 point guard. Comes off the screen by Starks. Throws a pass stolen by Sergeant Fry. Off to Garen Jackson for Campbell County. Garen Jackson angles off to the right. Sergeant Fry bluffs a 3, can't get it off. Nathan Smith with his first touch of the ball. And Campbell County running that weave. Cole Johnson got to the left blocks. Took Covington down there, but he shut him off. They go out to Jackson. Pick and roll. Not there. Cole Johnson shoots the three. Long rebound comes out. Garen Jackson got it. Feeds Johnson again, who passed it up. Smith driving. Left-hand shot at the rim. Missed. Challenge there again by Starks. Covington for Newport. Feeds it down on the blocks. That sounds strange. Covington and Newport. Been to both those places, have you?
They go in tandem.
There you go. Covington dribbling it out on top for his team, Newport. Crosses over, gets a high ball screen, 18-footer, in and out. Good block out by Weinel. He sealed off the 6'8 Starks. In the front court, Smith has it. Kick it back out to Jackson, trailing. He drives, shut off by Anderson. Good tight defense by Newport. Nothing easy for Campbell County. As we played over 3 minutes, and the Camels haven't scored. Little shaky with the ball handling. Weinel out to Jackson, whose defender had slipped down, and Jackson made him pay.
Yeah, it took them to the 4:42 mark, but they finally scored and are only down 4-2 here early.
And it took the fact that Deshaun Jackson slipped and fell down whenever Garen Jackson was able to get around him. Only then with the other Jackson falling down. Perimeter passing by Newport. Straight away they go. Starks drops it left side. He offers a screen. Now he's going to post up. It doesn't flash across. They don't get it to him, so he steps out. Starks to Covington. Denied by Garen Jackson. Newport showing some patience here. Man-to-man by Campbell County. Passing game by Newport. Midway through this first quarter, Newport with the ball in a 4-2 lead. Coach Souter applauding his Campbell County team. And the Camels pep section waving those purple and gold pom-poms.
Good crowd.
Good crowd and a lot of intensity and good defense by Campbell County as Newport, other than the breakaway slam dunk and the drive to begin the game, Campbell County locking them down right now. And Coach Snap says, they can't hear me. Well, it's loud in here, and he's quite a distance from his team. Ball fake there by Jackson, driving in. He made that shot earlier, but he missed it here. A lot of time off the clock, and here comes Campbell County. Johnson on a run out. Got it at the rim. We're tied at 4.
Well, he challenged the defender and got it home at the 3:10 mark.
Walking the ball up. Newport has it. Deshaun Jackson. He defers out to Covington. They're going to run Covington at the point. The 6-foot-tall senior. He's saying clear out. Puts it on the floor. Angles off to the right. And again, Newport running the weave. Left side. High post pass. Looking to get the ball is Anderson. He can't get it. He's trying to post up. Sergeant Fry's on him. Out to Starks, now straight away. Johnson giving up about 6 inches to the post player for Newport. Shuts him down. Covington back over to Starks. Then Covington takes it back. Coach Snap with an exasperated look. Walks back to his bench. They go on the right wing. Give and go, nothing there. Anderson, high post pass. Trying to make his move is Turner. Turner with a jump hook. Good defense by Weinel, but Turner got his rebound back, and then he's fouled. So Weinel did the job, Bobby, defensively. He blocked him out, but then there's going to be a foul. Help defense on Sorgen Fry.
He muscled his way in for that board and got rewarded.
Time called on the floor with 2:16 to play here in the first quarter of action. Final game of the opening round, Newport and Campbell County all tied at 4. We'll return in 1 minute.
Kentucky Petroleum Supply is dedicated to serving the petroleum needs of the Gateway area, locally owned and operated since 1983. If you need fuel on the farm or on the construction site, call Kentucky Petroleum Supply. If you need a tank, Kentucky Petroleum Supply can handle that too. Mention this ad for special pricing. Kentucky Petroleum Supply. You call, we haul. 744-7778. That's 744-7778. Kentucky Petroleum Supply is a proud supporter of Montgomery County Athletics.
Get the coverage you need for a fair price at Limestone Agency. We are celebrating 175 years of doing business right here in Mount Sterling. Stop by and see Brenda, Julie, Cheryl, or Ashley to get a quote from Auto Owners Insurance Company. Limestone Agency is proud to have called Mount Sterling home for the past 175 years. Call us today, at 498-3410.
Game tied 4-4, Campbell County and Newport, Wildcats and Camels. And tie game, Bobby, everything else is tied. Both teams 2 of 5 from the floor shooting, both teams with a turnover, both teams with 3 rebounds apiece. Problem is, Newport, they haven't scored in about 5 minutes.
That's right. Well, that's due to the fact that Campbell County knows how to play defense. And they got down early in the first minute by a couple of goals, but have tightened that thing up. And so they're right here in the early going with an even score. But we've got foul shots coming for
James Turner.
Newport.
Turner, a 6'7 sophomore. Free throw is good. He unknots that tie. He becomes the third Wildcat player. Their colors are red and black. Newport, 32-3 record, second best only to Great Crossing as far as season record. Turner makes both free throws.
Good looking stroke.
It was a nice shot.
Yeah.
Guy's got a lot of potential. He's a sophomore, 6'7", smooth. Nathan Smith, left-hand pass to Sergeant Fry.
How about
with
that?
With Turner flying at him, it's a three.
We have seen that before, folks. And they have the lead.
Campbell County with the lead, and Covington looking over to Coach Snap for what he wants to run. Covington bounces it over, driving in. Turner leans into Weinel, put it up and in. Use that big body there, and Weinel's no small guy.
Well, no, but he had the leverage and the length and was able to just put it in over him after bumping him.
Perimeter passing by the Camels. Minute and a half to go in the first quarter. Campbell County looking to try to get that lead back. They trail by one. Garen Jackson turned the corner. He feeds it over to Fancher. Shot a three. Missed it. Sergeant Fry snuck in with a weak side rebound. Put it up and in. He scored the last 5.
Could you call that shot an assist?
You might do it. It did not draw iron. So a good button push. Zach Franzen, one of the super subs, with a bucket. Or with the shot, rather. The bucket by Sergeant Fry. Driving is Covington. Cut off by Jackson. Fade away 12-footer. Missed it. Rebound claimed by Campbell County. Sergeant Fry. Inside a minute. Clock rolling. Garen Jackson right of the circle. Goes straight away to Weinel. Back to Jackson. Weinel offers the screen. Drops in there. He didn't get it. Smith at the foul line. Over to Weinel. Weinel, ball fake. Left side to Jackson. Crossover step fake. Picked it up at the foul line. Out to Franzen. Clock at 36. Campbell County showing patience. Sergeant Fry crosses over. Got a step on Anderson. Scooped and put it in. He's got 7 here in the game.
And how about an 11-8 lead here with 20 seconds left in the first?
Well, he didn't want the last shot, but you take the best shot available, and it was the Sergeant Fry drive. Now Newport with the ball. 15 seconds. Clock rolling. Covington making his move between the circle. Pass to Starks. Right wing. Pick and roll. They got Starks. Two-hand slam. Make that Turner on the dunk. Turner with 6 in the game. At the horn, Franzen's 3. It's short. And we've got a close game. At the end of the first quarter, Campbell County Camels 11. The Newport Wildcats 10. You're listening to UK Healthcare Boys Sweet 16 action right here on your Gateway Sports Station. We'll return in 1 minute.
Do you make quick decisions, jump in and see what happens, or do you think long and hard about that decision and the implications to your future? Marriage, new career, kids, new house, or even retirement. You want to make the best decision. And most everyone hopes to retire only once.
At Family Wealth Group, we are here to help.
We are trained, licensed professionals who know the questions to ask to help get you started and keep you on the path to your ideal retirement.
Our teams work together with you to ensure you know your options and make the right choice for your future.
To start your search, attend an event or set up an appointment with one of our financial advisors. Go to thefamilywealthgroup.com or call us at 859-309-0349. With offices in Lexington, Georgetown, Harrodsburg, London, or Somerset, we are here to help.
Family Wealth Group is an independent financial services firm and uses a variety of different strategies. Investments are offered through FWG Investments, LLC, and this advertisement is for informational purposes only and not intended to address any specific investment objectives.
Great.
Campbell County leading Newport High School with an 11-10 lead. It'll be the Camels of Campbell County with a ball when we begin the second quarter. Newport like we said, Bobby, off mic, couple of dunks and some free throws, but it hasn't been that easy for this high-powered team.
Not at all. Well, they're playing a squad that knows how to defend, is well-coached, and understands the game plan, and they've had three dunks, a bank shot, and two free throws, and trail here 11-10 going into number two.
Garen Jackson runs the weave, hands it off to Smith. High post bounce pass to Weinold. Back over to Smith as he cuts off of it. Man-to-man by Newport. They extend it out on the floor. Jackson draws a double team. Shot from 12 by Weinold missed. Up there on the rebound, Taylen Kinney, who's checked in. First action we've seen of him. Highly recruited sophomore player. They kick it out. Now with the ball is Tinney. They've also brought in to the ball game Lowe. He's in the game as well for Newport. Driving in, Anderson, pull-up shot. Missed it right there in the paint, straight away, 10 feet. Coach Staff a little impatient as he's walking the sideline, seeing his team retreat on defense. Fancher, one of the super subs for Campbell County, has checked in. He's got it off to Smith. Bounce pass to Weinel. Weinel with Turner flying at him. Missed it on the left baseline. Lionel's 0 for 4, driving, bumped, wraparound pass deep in the left corner. Covington takes it. He took the pass there from Jackson. Jackson calls for it back, and he's got it out on top. They go back to Covington, and Jackson cuts through. Shovel it over, and here's a long three that's put up. Missed there by Kenny, or make that low. Campbell County with the ball and a one-point lead. We played a minute and a half here in the second quarter. Newport still on a scoreless streak. Campbell County hands it off. Sorgen Fry has it. Left wing. Trying to move on Lowe. They brought Lowe in there just to face guard Sorgen Fry, who had 7 first quarter points. Garen Jackson tried to turn the corner. Shut off right of the lane. Connor Weinel has had a tough time making the shots. He's gotten some good looks, but with 6'7 and 6'8 flying at you, it's hard. Garrett Jackson, a little floater, put it in.
Boy, what a hesitation there, and a stop on a dime and go up 13-10, under 6 here in the second.
That's why we said he's 65% from the floor shooting. Excellent shot selection. Newport in the front court. Lowe gets it off the screen, circling around, wanting the ball. Lowe calling for it. Instead, Turner shoots a baseline 15-footer. It's missed. Garen Jackson with a rebound. Down the middle of the floor. Got to the paint. Shoveled it off. Sorgen Fry back to Garen Jackson. They switch off with Lowe. Amonte Lowe on Jackson. Kick it over. Fancher with a
there
three. Good. From the right wing. We saw him hang 21 in the first half.
We've seen that.
On six threes.
5:23 left. 16-10. Campbell County.
So right now, I guess we've got time on the floor. Others say get back to play. 5:23 to play here in this second quarter. Campbell County with a 16-10 lead. Some subs coming in for Newport. Cole Johnson returns for Campbell County. Out on top, left wing, Anderson dribbling. Straight away, Covington, they clear it out. An isolation, but he pulls up for a 17-footer. He missed it, and Sorgen Fry with a rebound. The willowy player drops it off to Weinel. Weinel slipped down, got it to Garen Jackson. Floater good. Jackson's got 6 in the game, and a timeout called by Newport.
Wow.
It'll be a full timeout as Campbell County is bolted out to an 18-10 lead with 4:52 to play before half. We'll step aside, 1 minute break. You're listening to the boys. Sweet 16 on your Gateway Sports Station. Back in a minute.
Since 1831, McCormick Machinery has been shaping the American landscape. Today, McCormick Tractors continue to meet the needs of America's farmers across the land. We offer an extensive lineup of tractor models ranging from 24 to over 300 horsepower with the right features and technology to fit your farming needs. Your local McCormick dealer in Mount Sterling, Amberge's Farm Machinery, 530 South Queen Street, Mount Sterling, 859-498-1113, or visit AmbergesFarmMachinery.com.
Doug Garrett is a man who loves comfort. So when Doug's stocking his amazing showroom at Garrett Furniture in downtown Carlisle, you'll find so many comfortable things to fill your home and make life more comfortable. Doug also believes in quality, so Garrett's is stocked with furnishings that look great and are built to last. comfort, quality, longevity. Just three of the many reasons to make Garrett Furniture in Carlisle your first choice when buying for your home. Visit Garrett Furniture, downtown Carlisle. You'll be glad you did.
Orange Sounds, Newport will have the basketball. They need to bring it the length of the floor. Campbell County's hit their last three shot, Bobby. Three and a couple other baskets, giving them this lead.
Giving them an eight-point lead here, and the Newport Wildcats have not scored since the end of the first quarter, so they played 3 minutes scoreless basketball.
Covington brings it up for the Newport Wildcats. Goes off over there to Lowe, and Anderson tries to turn the corner. Turnaround shot, missed it. In there for the rebound, coming away with it, Connor Weinel.
They're getting good shots. They're just not falling.
Weinel with a tough rebound there. Big guy, 6'4", senior, averaging 10 boards a game. They look for Sergeant Fry. He's being face guarded by Lowe over on the right wing. Jackson has it, gets a high ball screen by Weinel, drives it off that. Now they go to Sergeant Fry. He had seven in the first quarter. They put Lowe on him, doing nothing but face guarding Sergeant Fry. Cole Johnson drives it over with Deshaun Jackson on him. Campbell County spreading the floor. Midway through the second quarter, they've got the ball in an eight-point lead. Sergeant Fry with a fake on a ball. Stab step. He's got it between the circle. Perimeter passing by the Camels. Newport sliding with them. They're fighting through these screens. They're not switching off.
Patience.
And Coach.
Patience by
Coach
Campbell.
Snap of Newport. He's a... getting about as red as his shirt he's wearing. He's getting impatient, and a foul on Campbell, or on Newport, rather. Deshaun Jackson picks that up. His first, team first of this quarter, second of this quarter, excuse me.
Well, Campbell simply executing on both ends, and Newport just not hitting shots at the moment.
Cole Johnson misses the free throw. Johnson, one of those seniors. There's five on this Campbell County team that plays a lot. Johnson averages 7 points per game for the Camels. He's a starter, 6'2". At the line for another free throw. He got that one. Goes one of two at the stripe. 3 points in the game for Cole Johnson.
9-point lead, 19-10.
Covington looking over his shoulder. Coach Snap now talking to him. Man-to-man by Campbell County. They've had success with this. Ball knocked away by Fancher, chased down by Covington. He spins in the lane, puts up a bank shot, missed it, got his own board. Johnson on him, fouled him, and one coming. Johnson got it away from him, stripped once, but the persistence of Covington gives him an and one.
Jabari Covington had some stick to it to him with him there, and he just stuck with it, was able to claw that thing back away from the defender, put it in, and draw the harm.
So right now, going into the game, it'll be Noah Silverton checking in as Covington cannot complete the end one. Campbell County got the rebound. Camels out rebounding the taller Newport team, 11-6 at this point. Weinel hands it off to Johnson. Camels with the ball, up seven. 3 minutes to play before half. Ball deflected out of bounds. Reaching in there to pry it away was Deshaun Jackson. Franzen will inbound it for the Camels. Ball on their end of the floor, throws it in the backcourt. Here comes Garen Jackson with 3 minutes to play before the half. Jackson angles off to the right, driving. Picked up there by the other Jackson for Newport. Out straight away, Silverton trying to guard Sergeant Fry, who goes to the rim and throws up a shot, and he ends up in the camera area on press row, and two free throws coming.
Yeah, he drove that right at Silverton, who got him as he literally just flung it up on the backboard.
We come back, we'll have free throws coming. Campbell County leading Newport 19-12. 2:48 to play here in the first half. We'll return in 1 minute on your Gateway Sports Station.
Kaufman Mortuary Parlor understands the economical stress our country is in, which reflects on all of us individually. Unfortunately, death is something we cannot alter. But fortunately, you now have an economical choice during these times. At Kaufman Mortuary Parlor, we offer a full-service funeral home experience. We have a beautiful, quaint chapel to handle the small and private services, but the use of churches or a facility of your choice is offered to handle your larger service needs. People caring for people. Kaufman Mortuary Parlor, located on South Queen Street.
Carl's Produce on the bypass in Mount Sterling is such a special place with so many things to offer. And if you need storage space, Carl can really help. Go to Carl's, check out all the storage buildings they have. They can tailor make one just for you. And why pay storage rental when you can own your own building on your own property? Carl's Produce, just one of the many, many special things they have are the great storage buildings that they can craft just to meet your needs. Stop by and see Kyle today.
UK Healthcare Boys Sweet 16, final game of the opening round. Campbell County leading Newport 19-12, and I'm sure Newport didn't plan on scoring only 2 points in about the last 5 minutes.
No, you're exactly right, and they just got them here. They went to the 3:21 mark of the quarter before they got those 2 points, but then missed the and one opportunity, and as a result, trimmed that 9-point deficit down to 7.
Sergeant Fry will go to the free throw line. He averages 13 points per game. He wasted no time, took two dribbles, and just put that free throw up. It's off the back iron. He missed it. Another free throw coming. He missed that one, too. I could tell it was too strong as well. So he missed two free throws, and Newport with the rebound and a chance to cut into that lead. Coach Snap says, let's go. Let's run the offense. They throw the high lob. It's broken up. Garen Jackson broke it up. Sergeant Fry with a steal. 3-on-3. Jackson, left wing. Dribbles now straight away. He'll take a three, a rare
We've
three.
We've seen that, too.
And hit it between the circles.
22-12, a 10-point lead, 2:22 left in the first half.
9 points in the game for Jackson. Longest lead, and the Camels have it. Angling off to the right. Anderson drives in, got a step on the defense, put it up, and he ran right over. Sergeant Fry, everything he's doing is right, except for missing those two free throws. He got a deflection that led to the Jackson three, and now he draws a charge there.
Campbell County having its way here in the first half through the first 14 minutes of this game, but it's because they're executing so well on both ends.
Second foul on Deshaun Jackson, 6'2 guard. He has picked up his second. Bounce pass into the post, right blocks, taken away from Reinel. Reinel lost it, coming away the other way, driving in Newport. They set up a three-point shot from the left baseline. Covington got the rebounded miss. Covington drives in, and looks like we're going to have a jump ball, and Coach Souter liked it for Campbell County, and he gives thumbs up to his bench. I tell you what, both these schools brought a lot of fans here.
That's a great crowd tonight.
Inbound pass. With it now is Turner. Covington has it. Left elbow. Gets into the paint. Forces up a shot. Good defense by Garen Jackson. Ball loose on the floor. Nate Smith can't get it. They throw it in to Turner. Turner elevates. Left hook not there. Weinel got the rebounded miss. Minute 20. Here come the Camels with the basketball up 10. Here before halftime. Jackson, bounce pass into the paint. Weinel puts up a shot, much to the disdain of the Newport fans and bench, and he's going to be fouled. Yeah, they're going to put the foul on Griffin Starks.
Tough call there.
That's the first foul on Starks, and Newport picks up 14 fouls. Weinel's free throw is good. It's his first points in the game. As he came in, he's missed his three shots, but he does lead Campbell County in rebounding with six in the game.
He's done some other things to boot.
Second free throw good.
So we have a doubled up score, 24-12, 1:13 left in the first half.
Campbell County stays with a man-to-man. Crossover dribble, Covington, they give him a three. Jackson steps out on him. He missed everything, but a rebound put back up and in there by James Turner. He's got eight in the game.
Turner did a nice job of sealing off Weinel that time and got the board.
Franzen can't get the shot off. Nathan Smith drives in, feeds Sorge and Fry. Two-man game. Now they go out on top to Jackson. Garen Jackson puts it on the floor, gets a screen by Weinel. It goes over to Nathan Smith. 34 seconds, clock rolling. Nathan Smith, big muscled up senior, threw it away. Tried to feed a pass into the paint. 26 seconds. And right now, Coach Snapp, he would have liked to see his team run the break. But now they're going to have to go with it. Last possession. A little NBA action. Yeah. I'm sure he wanted a two-for-one.
Yeah, but the rest of his coaching staff said no way.
Slow it down, yeah. Covington left wing, puts it on the floor. Nathan Smith out on him. Deflected pass goes to Lowe. He shoots at the horn, and he missed. First half in the books. Newport riding a 24-game winning streak. They trail here at halftime by a score of 24-14. Campbell County with the lead. UK Healthcare Boys Sweet 16, opening round final game. Again, it's Campbell County leading Newport at halftime 24-14. We will take a two-minute timeout. When we return, we'll have a halftime show that will include game scoring stats and summary, all that straight ahead on your Gateway Sports Station.
With Bad Boy's patented Easy Ride and Gen 2 independent suspension, heavy-duty American-made steel construction, and legendary muscle, there's no more that brings more comfort, durability, power, and value to mowing pros and homeowners than a Bad Boy mower. Mow with an attitude. It's the driving force behind every mower we build in the good old USA. Our promise to lead the industry in innovation and performance. See Montgomery Tractor Sales in Mount Sterling and Flemingsburg. Mow with an attitude.
Every day at your Mount Sterling and Owingsville Save-A-Lot stores, they do so many things to help make your grocery shopping experience simple, easy, and affordable. Every day, their experienced meat cutters begin with quality products and turn them into great things for you to bring to the table for your family. You'll find great products and great savings in every department. Don't spend money that you can easily save every day. And check out that quality meat department at the Mount Sterling and Owingsville Save-A-Lot stores.
Town & Country Home Decor in Mount Sterling is the place to go when you're building or remodeling your home. There's unfinished, painted, and stained cabinets, in-stock flooring, countertops, jet coat shower systems, vanities, plumbing and electrical supplies, wood stoves and gas logs, and yes, more, like Delta faucets and Echo power equipment. Best of all, Town & Country Home Decor is locally owned and operated, and they can help when others can't. Right next to Mann Chrysler, 803 Alexa Drive, Mount Sterling, Town & Country Home Decor.
This is Dr. Matt Thompson, Superintendent of Montgomery County Schools. Giving every child in Montgomery County an opportunity to receive an excellent education in a safe environment is the goal of our board, administrators, teachers, and staff. It's an awesome responsibility we share. We play a vital role along with parents and guardians, and we understand the significance and the role we play in helping you give your child the best possible chance of a happy and successful future. Let's all do everything we can to achieve success for our students and for our community.
UK Healthcare Boys Sweet 16, Rupp Arena, and we've just concluded halftime here. We're at the half, I should say. It's 24-14, Campbell County leading Newport. And right now, the Newport Wildcats, their cheer squad out on the floor. And another good thing to involve as many students as possible. These cheerleaders will be judged, and they will also be graded on in-game cheering and spirit, floor cheers and sidelines, and a winner will be awarded. So that's an addition they have revived, and it looks to be quite popular. Bobby, it's a 24-14 lead for Campbell County. Campbell County just shooting 60%, 9 of 15. Newport only got 4 points in the second quarter. They're shooting 28.5%, 6 of 21.
Well, they jumped out in the first minute and got two buckets, were ahead 4-0. And then since then, for the last 15 minutes of the half, have scored a mere 10 points versus the 24 that were countered with from the Campbell County Camels, and one team just out executing the other on both ends of the floor right now. It's just one of those things. The Coach Snapp's Wildcats certainly have the ability and the talent to turn this thing around, but the way that the first half went, we haven't seen any likelihood of that happening.
It's been a real nice game for Campbell County. You know, it's something that could go unnoticed. Nathan Smith, the muscled up, very muscular, sturdy player for Campbell County. We saw him draw the defensive assignment on Harrison County's Caden Custer, who was averaging almost 30 a game, held him to 6 points in regulation. Custer made some free throws in overtime, ended up with 13. But the point I'm making, or going to, is they have put Nathan Smith on both Jabari Covington and also Deshaun Jackson. Those two guys are used to scoring 24 points combined.
Right.
Bobby, they've only got a basket apiece. So Nathan Smith can play some defense.
Oh, well, he can play some defense. And Coach Satter has a senior-laden intelligent squad who knows how to do what they want him to do. So when you can execute the game plan and then have a team miss a shot or two and all of a sudden maybe start to press a little bit, then the result can be what we see here at halftime. A 10-point deficit.
Looking at some of the team numbers in the ball game, as far as points in the paint, each team with 12 points in the paint. 3-0 edge for Campbell County and points off turnovers. Second chance scoring, Newport has a 6-2 edge. Each team with 2 points in the fast break area. The bench for Campbell County has a 3-0 edge behind that three by Franzen. Score was tied one time. They've had three lead changes, but it's been Campbell County primarily in this ball game with the lead. Looking at some of the other team numbers, rebounds, it's Campbell County with 12 rebounds, 10 rebounds for Newport, but Newport with 5 of their 10 rebounds off the offensive glass. Turnovers in the game, only 3 by each club. So pretty cleanly played game. 3 assists for Campbell County on their 9 baskets, 2 assists for Newport on their 6 baskets. So what that tells me is Campbell County, they may be running the offense, but it's not getting a shot per se. It's you got to create something when you get it.
That's right, and that is due to the fact that the defense Campbell County's putting up is just irritating to the point where they haven't been successful in getting it through the hoop.
We are at halftime. It's Campbell County leading Newport High School 24-14 here in the final game of the opening round of this UK Healthcare Boys Sweet 16. We will take a 2-minute timeout. When we return, we've got individual numbers we'll share with you. Again, Campbell County 10-point lead at halftime. Back in 2 minutes here on your Gateway Sports Station.
BMC Contracting LLC has been serving the construction industry for over 3 decades from their Mount Sterling location. It all begins with site preparation. When business and industry leaders need a new location, they know to call on BMC so that their worksite location works. They grade and drain, seed and straw. They know how to control erosion to ensure the site meets the company's needs. Their knowledgeable team and the right equipment for the job result in satisfied customers. Put their team to work, BMC, for the right job at the right price.
Museums are a great way to gain a better perspective and enrich your connection to the past. Morehen invites you to come explore our museums. The Rowan County Veterans Museum is dedicating to honoring our veterans and preserving military artifacts and their history. At the Morehen History and Railroad Museum, you can learn about the railroads that ran through our county, as well as see model trains and vintage artifacts that will spark your curiosity and sense of wonder. Learn more at visitmorehead.com.
Are you ready to turn your dream of owning a home into a reality? Look no further than Traditional Bank, your trusted partner in making home ownership a breeze. With a dedicated mortgage lending team and local decision makers, home financing just got better. Traditional Bank's competitive rates and faster loan closings, along with our best-in-class service, opens the door to your dream home. Find a local lender at traditionalbank.com/lenders. Traditional Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
When it comes to senior health care in this area, Windsor Care Center, a part of Regency Care of Mount Sterling, LLC, has gained a reputation over the last half century of providing quality care through caring professionals that treat your family like their family. They offer physical, occupational, and speech therapy programs designed to give your loved one the best quality of life possible. With dedicated personnel in a positive environment, they'll give your loved one the best chance for the best outcome. Windsor Care Center, treating you like family.
Campbell County leading Newport here at halftime, 24-14. We shared some of the team numbers there before we went to the break. Readdressed the shooting statistics. For Newport, they are 6 of 21 from the floor, 28.5%. They've taken three shots behind the arc, haven't connected, 2 of 3 at the foul line. 10 rebounds for Newport. They are led in scoring, 8 points for James Turner, their 6'8 post player. He also has 2 rebounds, played the entire first half. Other scoring for Newport, it's been 2 points each by Griffin Starks, Jabari Covington, and Deshaun Jackson. And Covington has taken 7 shots to get his 2 points. He does lead the club with 3 rebounds in the ballgame. Only 2 assists, 1 by Taylen Kinney, who played briefly. The highly touted sophomore, only 5 minutes of action. He did not start. 1 assist for Deshaun Jackson. Looking at Campbell County, the Camels shot 9 of 15, 60%. 3 of 5 from 3-point range, 60%. And 3 of 6 at the free throw line. Campbell County with a 2-rebound edge in this ballgame. They had 12 rebounds. They have only had 3 turnovers, 3 assists for their 9 baskets. Looking at the individual scoring leaders, 9 points for Garen Jackson. Again, taking 4 shots, hit them all.
Yeah.
And one of them a 3. He's got 3 rebounds and 2 assists and 1 steal. He played the entire first half. Brock Sorgenfrey got 7 points all in the first quarter. He's hit every shot he's made except for 0 for 2 at the free throw line. Sorgenfrey also has 3 rebounds. He has played the entire first half. Connor Weinel played 16 minutes as well. He scored 2 points at the foul line. He does lead the club with 6 rebounds in the ballgame. Other scoring, 3 points for William Johnson. Cole Johnson with 3, also with 3. Xavier Fancher off the bench for Campbell County. Also, Zach Franzen played in that first half. He has yet to score. Both teams out of the locker room and going through a shootaround. See what kind of adjustments they make. I don't expect Newport to score 4 points in 8 minutes.
Well, you don't expect them to score 14 and a half either.
No, I'm telling you. That was something else. Of course, Campbell County, again, they average holding their opponent to 52.5 points per game.
Yeah.
But, you know, Newport's just not any regular opponent.
Well, that's a top 10 team. Easy.
Yeah,
easy.
And a 32-win team. And
yeah.
All-A state championship, a king of the bluegrass. They were there. And, I mean, this is a primed Newport club. We'll see what they do in the second half. We'll step aside for a 2-minute commercial break. When we come back, more Halftime Show continues here at Rupp Arena at the Boys Sweet 16. Back in 2.
There's a sale every Thursday at the Paris Stockyards. Sales begin at 9 a.m. They receive cattle every Wednesday from 8 a.m. all the way until 9 p.m. And don't forget the state graded sheep and goat sale on the first and third Tuesday of each month beginning at 2 p.m. The Paris Stockyards, they've earned a reputation as this area's premier stockyards for treating the customer right, whether they're buying or selling. It's farmers doing business with farmers. The Paris Stockyards, 1120 Millsburg Road. Give them a call, 987-1977.
Your tax refund gets you more at Furniture World Superstore. Redecorate with your refund. Refurnish with your refund. Furniture World has thousands of items in stock, in style, and on sale. Do more with your tax refund and get the furniture and mattresses you need at the price you want. Plus, interest-free financing for up to 2 full years. Now at Furniture World Superstore. 356 Pinecrest Drive in Moorhead and on Maysville Road, Mount Sterling. Closed Sunday. See store for details.
Cars, trucks, SUVs, new and used, we've got a deal waiting for you. See me, Jordan Hiley, at Dutch's Chevy Ford in Mount Sterling.
So if you're looking at Dutchess Chevy Ford, right next to Walmart on the bypass in Mount Sterling.
And on the web at DutchessAuto.com.
If time is really money, why not let Clark's Pump and Shop help save you both? Every Clark's Pump and Shop is designed for convenience. If you're in a terrible hurry, just pay at the pump and get right back on the road. And if you're having a snack attack, come in for hot coffee, cold drinks, and snack items to satisfy your craving. Try the mobile app or website for exclusive deals and loyalty rewards. Clark's Pump and Shop, Moorhead, Winchester, Flemingsburg, West Liberty, and Vanceburg. Return, refresh, refuel. Clark's Pump and Shop.
Halftime here at Rupp Arena. Campbell County leading Newport 24-14. These teams rolled in from Northern Kentucky on winning streaks. Campbell County, they've won 12 in a row. Newport, they've won 24 in a row. Well, something's going to give, and something's got to give from these Northern Kentucky teams. The winner of this one will play Harlan County. We'll step aside for our final 30-second break when we come back. Second half play coming your way after this brief message.
Reliable, customized, and simple. That's what insurance should be. Add in attentive service, and that's what you can expect from us at People's Exchange Insurance. This is Bill Whitaker, and I'd like to help you protect what matters to you most. Life is full of unexpected twists and turns, and that's why we offer a wide variety of insurance products. Whether it's protecting your home, your autos, or providing for your family when they need it most, we've got you covered. Stop by and see me at People's Exchange Bank next to Lowe's on the bypass, or give me a call at 859-498-2008. People's Exchange Insurance, your trusted insurance partner.
We get ready for second half play. Good crowd on hand. Northern Kentucky's represented well here in the Bluegrass at Rupp Arena. We had heard a morning session attendance somewhere around 11,200 people. Lower arena, that'll cover it pretty well.
That's right. Yeah, we've had every bit of that this evening. Not more.
Campbell County with the ball and the 10-point lead to begin this third quarter. Man-to-man being employed by Newport. Deep on the left corner, Cole Johnson picked it up at the left elbow as he dribbled up there. Now he throws it out on top. Connor Weinel, their post player, they will work off him in the high post. They look for him. Now they find him on the baseline. He got to the right blocks but then kicked it out. You've got a shot blocker in Turner glooming down there at 6'8". He's also got Griffin Starks at 6'7" on the front line as well. Sorgen Fry launches it over the extended Stark. Missed it in a hurry. Here's Newport. Covington driving in. Puts up a leaner. Got it.
Covington got the roll on that one, but he took it so deep that he could get it up on the rim softly.
That 6'1 senior, he was able to elevate well there also. Tough defense. Garen Jackson got right by it. Feeds Connor Weinel. Shoots a three. Hit it from the left baseline. And Coach Snap says, you've got to close out on him. He's topped the floor as the basket was made by Weinel.
Huge basket there to counter that first deuce by the Newport squad.
High post pass. There with it is Jackson. Jackson dribbles all the way over. Hands it off. There's a shot, a three-pointer over there by Deshaun Anderson.
Well, they were due.
Anderson gets his first points in the game. The guy that joined the team from Taft High School in Cincinnati. Smith drives in. Throw it out to Jackson, left wing. That's Garen Jackson. Offered a screen. Tries to get free. Ball fake. High post pass to Weinel. Hands it off to Sorgen Fry. He lost the ball at the elbow. Weinel got it back. Feeds Garen Jackson. Driving all the way under the goal. Didn't shoot a reverse layup. Instead goes to Nathan Smith. Smith double teamed as he stumbled at the baseline. But it looked like Newport may have bailed him out.
They bailed him out. They may have tripped him even because he did stumble. But he threw the pass across to the other side of the basket, and the foul was called as a result.
Covington got the foul, his first. Nobody in real foul trouble. We've got the official says, wave off that basket. We got a foul on the floor, and that's going to be, well, I said we had no one in real foul trouble. Now Deshaun Jackson picked up his third right there after I said that. Inbound pass to Garen Jackson. Garen Jackson has it. Deshaun Anderson on him. Feeds Cole Johnson, three-point shot off the rim, flying in there for the rebounded miss. Deshaun Jackson, middle of the floor, behind the back dribble, takes it left of the lane, banked it up, put it in.
He got a nice screen there as he drove down the left side at about 10 feet and was able to take it all the way.
Sorgenfrey with a finger roll at the rim. It went all the way around and came out. Weinel with a rebound. His floater's partially blocked by Turner on the putback. Here's Newport trailing now by six with a chance to cut in more. Fadeaway, 12-footer, not there. Crash the boards, coming away, Garen Jackson. Two players hit the deck, and they're writhing in pain, not getting up. And right now the official stops the play as we have an injury. Griffin Starks for Newport on the floor, the 6'8 frontline player, needing some attention. The officials instructing players to go to their benches right now. Immediately, training staff out attending to Griffin Starks. It's 5:19 to play in this third quarter of play. Campbell County, which led by 10 at halftime, now with a 27-21 lead and the basketball in their possession when we come back. Right now we'll keep it here as Griffin Starks able to get up and walk off the court. And that's a welcome sign.
Yeah.
He hit the floor hard. He and a Campbell County player both on the deck.
Well, he'll definitely feel the pain of a bruise tonight and tomorrow, but getting up, being able to walk it off is a great sign.
Well, and a win would be a great bit of salve to put on a sore, too, wouldn't it?
Well, they're on their way back here. We knew they weren't going away quietly by any means.
Campbell County with a ball and a six-point lead. 3 minutes deep here in the third quarter. The Camels run the weave out on top. Weinel, their postman, they can work him off the top. Cole Johnson shot rejected by Turner. His second block. Throw it up to Covington, driving in. And Jackson stripped him, and they're going to say possession to Newport. Garrett Jackson, I thought he might get the ball back.
Well, the official was on the other side of the floor, and I kind of agree with you.
Yeah. Lowe. Amonte Lowe checks in for the injured Starks. Covington, top of the key, three. Got the roll.
Boy, you talk about getting the roll. That's two they've had here in the early going of the third quarter, and they've cut that 10-point deficit down to three.
7 points in the game for Covington. He averages 12. Garen Jackson picked up on the switch by Turner. Weinel got shut off on the left blocks by that same man, Turner. His wingspan and 6'7 height really causes problems, and that may be the fourth foul on Jackson. We'll see. They're going to put that foul. Yeah, it's on Deshaun Jackson. He's going to pick up his fourth. So Coach Snap, Rodney Snap, he rolled the dice and left him in there to play with three. And then now he's picked up his fourth foul with 4.5 minutes to play in the third quarter.
Yeah, frustrated by the call, but holding his composure very well.
Jackson's a guy that goes to the bench. He averages 12 a game. Backdoor cut. They find Sorgenfrey. He'll shoot a three and hit it.
There you go.
Second three in the game for Sorgenfrey.
Anderson left him alone, which is a mistake.
So he gets into double figures. First Camel player to do that. He's got 10. Covington off a pick. Left side. Tries to get free. Singleton's got it. Ball fake. Goes baseline. He lost it. No call on a double dribble. Kick it out to Lowe. A rare shot. He missed a three. Good box out by Weinel. And Nathan Smith with a rebound. Camels with a ball and the 30-24 lead. 3:45 to play in the third. Driving in, Jackson got deep, put it up, and he'll go to the foul line. He took Covington on the baseline left side, and you had to respect Sorgenfrey on the baseline.
Absolutely.
For a three.
Yeah.
So Jackson took advantage of it. He's a heady singer.
Yeah, he weaved his way and slithered his way along that left baseline and got it up on the rim. It almost fell, but two free throws coming.
And Garen Jackson makes that free throw. He is now joining Sorgenfrey in double figures as he has scored 10.
3:44 mark of the third quarter, leading 31-24 with one more free throw.
And Jackson makes them both. So what it looked like, Newport was coming at him hard with a pair of threes and a steal and a fast break. Campbell County answering back. Bounce pass, high post. Turner goes left baseline. Covington, pull up 12-footer off the rim. Tipped once by Anderson. He got it back. Elevates. That won't go. Slam it home. Big guy Turner with a rebound dunk.
Now on the fourth try, he was able to get the position to drop it in.
Boy, that ignites the crowd, and they're getting involved now. 6-point lead for Campbell County. They've got the ball. Jackson left of the lane, 10 feet out. Goes straight away to Weinel. Drop it baseline, right side. Weinel takes it back. Head of steam, shut off on the double team. Out here to Franzen. Or make that Fancher, excuse me. Fancher, the lefty. He's the super sub. He can hit some threes. We saw him hang 21 in a first half. Weinel driving in. Can't get a shot off against Turner. Jackson slipped the defense. Feeds a three. That shot is missed. Nobody in there. But Garen Jackson pried the ball away from Turner. But Jackson will pick up a foul. His first. 2:44 to play in the third. When we come back, it's good to see Griffin Starks for Newport, their 6'8 frontline player. He looks like he will return. Campbell County with a 6-point lead. You're listening to High School Basketball Sweet 16. Back in 1 minute on your Gateway Station.
Are you having trouble with your Medicare benefit cards, such as utilities, grocery, and over-the-counter? The Porter Group Medicare Resource Center is here to help you with those issues. Call us at 606-780-1387, and we will be glad to help you with your plan perks, diabetic supplies, prepaid cards, and more. That's 606-780-1387. Find us online at portergroupinsurance.com.
If you don't know about the affordable quality healthcare services being offered at Sterling Healthcare, take a moment and find out why we're continuing to grow in Mount Sterling and surrounding areas. You can find us online at sterlinghealthky.org or give us a call at 859-404-7686 or stop in and see us at one of our clinics in Montgomery, Bath, Clark, Nicholas, or Powell counties. I can promise you'll be glad you did. Sterling Healthcare. We're here for your family.
Looking at the situation here, it's a 32-26 lead for Campbell County. 2:44 to go in the third quarter. We're right behind the Newport bench, and head coach Rodney Snapp, his 32-3 Camels riding a 24-game winning streak. He tried to be positive, Bobby. He said, "We're good. We're good. We're right where we want to be." But he did say, let's drive the ball.
Yeah, well, he's been positive the whole game. Frustrated to beat the band, for sure, but he's been very positive when he turned around and approached and talked to his teams.
Campbell County coming out with a trap. They're doing a 1-2-2 trap, and they nearly got the turnover as they got at the baseline, and I don't know why they don't throw a lob. They try to pass across the lane. You got 6'8 and 6'7 in there, but instead they tried to pass it across the lane. But then Newport gets it back. Covington with a step back three. He missed it. Nathan Smith got the rebound. He sails out of bounds. No call, and it'll stay with Newport High.
Just couldn't quite gather himself as he went for that ball on the baseline.
Newport with 9 offensive rebounds out of their 19. Here's a shot that's missed, and Connor Weidel snatches his 8th rebound of the game.
Authoritatively on that one.
Sure was. Senior 6'4 made a statement pulling that one down. Jackson drives it off left of the circle. Finds Sorgenfrey. Got a step on low. Hit the deck. A lot of contact. No call. Blocked by Griffin Starks, and here goes Covington. He passes left baseline, drop it down there to Turner. He's double teamed in the paint. Put it up, got the basket, and an and one.
That's what you've been asking for, Joel. Why not go to your strength?
And they did that time, and he put it up in an and one coming. 12 points in the game for Turner. And right now, Newport trying to get as close as they have been in the last 5 minutes. Free throw rimmed out. Jackson with a rebounded miss for Campbell County. Inside of 2 minutes to play in the third. Clock rolling. Jackson drives it off to the right. Double team, dribbled it off the foot of Lowe. It'll stay with Campbell County. Franzen comes in replacing Fancher, who goes out. Now, both these guys off the bench for Campbell County, they can shoot the ball and handle it. Garen Jackson driving in. Low bumps him. No call. Franzen's got him low on the switch. Connor Weinel has it. They run the weave, top of the key. Screen for Garen Jackson. He's double-teamed. Backdoor cut. Franzen got deep. Missed a shot on the layup. Out of bounds, they say, last touch by Weinel. So even when it looks like you got a clear path to the basket, that length closes it quickly.
It closed in a hiccup beat.
So here comes Newport with a renewed sense of encouragement. Down by four, but with a minute to 20 to play in the third. They run through their offense. Campbell County showed a 1-2-2 trap. Now it's man-to-man, and Covington hits it from the right elbow, 15 out.
Covington's been the catalyst.
He's an energy guy. I agree with you. 9 points in the game for that senior guard. Garen Jackson takes him to the baseline. Kick it out to Weinel. Campbell County had led by 10. They now lead by 2. Nathan Smith missed at the rim. Covington in a hurry. They've released a player. Newport for the tie. They got it. On the layup, Deshaun Anderson.
18-8 run here to knot the score with 40 seconds left in the third.
Campbell County has only 2 baskets. They were both 3-point shots, but that's all they've gotten in the third quarter. 2 3-point shots and a couple of free throws. Georgian Fry just holding it at midcourt. Coach Souter saying we're fine with that. Settle it down. 20 seconds. Clock rolling. Man-to-man by Newport. 16 here in the third. Now at 15. Georgian Fry or Jackson is the one they want the ball in their hands. Georgian Fry hands it off to Jackson. Garen Jackson with 6 seconds. Georgian Fry a 3. He missed it. Crashing the boards. Covington, will he get a shot off? Horn sounds. He banked it. It nearly went in. Coach Knapp going to the sideline, and he is energized and encouraged by his team's performance in this third quarter. We're all tied up at 32, Bobby. A 10-point lead can evaporate quickly.
It did in a heartbeat.
We'll be back after this one-minute break. Fourth and final quarter coming your way. Right here on your Gateway Radio Station.
Do you make quick decisions, jump in and see what happens, or do you think long and hard about that decision and the implications to your future? Marriage, new career, kids, new house, or even retirement. You want to make the best decision. And most everyone hopes to retire only once.
At Family Wealth Group, we are here to help.
We are trained, licensed professionals who know the questions to ask to help get you started and keep you on the path to your ideal retirement.
Our teams work together with you to ensure you know your options and make the right choice for your future.
To start your search, attend an event or set up an appointment with one of our financial advisors. Go to thefamilywealthgroup.com or call us at 859-309-0349. With offices in Lexington, Georgetown, Harrodsburg, London, or Somerset, we are here to help.
Family Wealth Group is an independent financial services firm and uses a variety of different strategies. Investments are offered through FWG Investments, LLC, and this advertisement is for informational purposes only and not intended to address any specific investment objectives.
Fourth and final quarter coming up. One of these teams is going to punch a ticket into the semifinals, and they'll get a matchup with Harlan County. It's anybody's game. Newport 32, Campbell County 32.
We've got a coach and a support staff from Newport in front of us just pleading and imploring with their kids to stay strong. You've come from 10 down to tie the game here after three quarters, and will get the ball to start the fourth, so it's there for the taking.
Newport has not had a lead in quite some time in this game. Their shooting went from 28% up to near 39% by that good third quarter. And you're right, the Wildcats have the basketball. Newport to begin the fourth quarter. Covington, 18-foot jumper, missed it. Another rebound opportunity for Newport. Covington, floater at the rim, missed it. Connor Weinel with a rebound. He claims that one. That's his 9th of the game.
Oh, he's in there among the trees, snatching that one.
At 6'4", he's got to play big with 6'8 and 6'7 draped on him. And Garen Jackson just about lost it. And actually, if Covington had let it go, it would have been Newport's ball. But he thought it was back-tipped. So Campbell County gets another opportunity. Smith circles around. He didn't get it. They free Sorgen Fry. He tried to create space with the dribble, but they're going to get Deshaun Anderson for the foul. That'll be the first on Anderson and the first here in the fourth quarter. Newport's an aggressive team. They get a lot of fouls, but they're tight on you.
Oh, they're tight. And
they try to block shots, too.
If they get the ball, they can get to the other end in a hurry.
Jackson over to Connor Weinel. Ball fake, driving in. Jump hook, put it up and in. Challenged by Covington, but Weinel won the battle.
Well, he got the quick release on the floater to the basket.
Here comes Newport. They're in the front court. Covington angles off to the right. Now behind the back dribble. Screen down, pop out low. Amonte Low wants a screen. He needs a pick. He gets it from Turner, drives in, scoop shot at the rim, got it. Weinel had no help on the backside once they got beyond that foul line.
We're locked at 34, 6:40 left.
Campbell County's Franzen, left wing, goes straight away to Weinel. Crossover dribble, big guy got to the rim, left-handed shot, put it in. He scored back-to-back buckets, doing what he can.
Well, Weinel is the man. He's going to have to be the heavyweight on the low block for the Camels.
He's got a 9-9 game, points and boards. Turner throws it on the baseline. Coming off that screen is Covington. Can't get a shot off. And believe me, if he can, he'll pull the trigger. They go to Lowe. Lowe drops it right of the lane, 10 feet out. Driving in is Turner. Spins, and he got down there. Good double down. That time the backline defense showed up, Bobby, and they got the turnover.
Well, it was possibly a triple down.
Traveling called as the turnover. Those have been few and far between. Fourth by Newport, only three by Campbell County. A clean game. Garen Jackson walks it up for the Camels. Inside of 6 minutes to go. Garen Jackson out to Connor Weinel. Three-point shot. Missed it. Rebound Franzen, and he had a chance for an and one, but Covington fouled him.
He beat Covington to the basket from out on the side and was there to claim that missed shot.
Franzen will go to the free throw line for the Campbell County team. A guy that comes off the bench, but he plays a lot of minutes. He's a 6'1 junior. He makes the free throw.
That increases their lead at the 5:43 mark to 3.
He's looking right at his student body and his classmates as he missed the second free throw. But there's Nathan Smith, snuck in and got the rebound. Passes to Sergeant Fry. He drives and scores. A three-point possession for the Camels.
5:36 left. 39-34 Camels.
Boy, that was a fruitful trip for Campbell County that saw their lead tied. And lost a 10-point lead, but now back up by 5. Off the curl, Covington shoots it, missed everything. And they're going to say Campbell County ball. The players on the Newport bench say, are you sure it wasn't blocked? And the official says no.
It didn't appear to us that
either.
It was.
Deshaun Anderson out. Returning is Deshaun Jackson for Newport.
Here comes the heat.
And they pick up at midcourt. Garen Jackson, who's run the point for Campbell County all his career. 5'10 senior, kicks it out to Weinel. Right side to Sorgen Fry. At the foul line, Turner. He blankets him. It's 6'7. He's got a lot of wingspan. Jackson, stop and go move. Off to Franzen. One dribble, didn't go anywhere. Careless pass. Weinel bailed him out. Campbell County spreading the floor. Give and go. Weinel has it deep on the baseline. Hand it to Franzen. He shot a three. It goes out of bounds. It'll be the foul on, they're going to call the foul on Sorgen Fry. That'll be his second. That'll be the first of Campbell County here in the fourth quarter. 4:36 and rolling to play. Newport with the ball down 5. Amonte Lowe will run the point. They're giving Covington a breather. Not on the bench, but on the floor. He's not having the ball handling responsibilities right now. Campbell County playing a man-to-man, but they're sagging in. They're giving Newport the outside shot if they want it. At the foul line, bounce pass in. Good entry into Turner. He kicks it back out to Lowe. His three's missed, and Weinel trying to chase it down. He was sealed off, double team. It goes out of bounds and Newport saying they want the ball, and the official said Campbell County, but he will be overruled, and that was much to the disdain and disagreement of the Newport bench.
Officials got it right.
They got it right. Inbound pass with it, leaning in, Jackson picked up by Smith, couldn't get a shot. They go to Starks, kick it out. Now they reset, driving, right side. Jackson passes into Starks.
Oh,
he missed
goodness.
The leaner. Rebounded by Weinel. Lead pass up to midcourt. Here's Nathan Smith. He shovels it back over to Garen Jackson, trailing. He lost the ball. Sorgen Fry to the floor. It's loose. Three guys on the deck. Covington's got it. Then he's picked by Smith. And a whistle will stop the action. And now you can hear the booing go up by Campbell County. Well, the Campbells just didn't take care of the ball.
No, they were.
Whether you like that foul on Smith or not, they just didn't take care of it.
A little bit too cavalier with it. With a 5-point lead and the ball under 3:40 to go.
Here's Newport's Covington with a floater in the paint. He put it in. He's in double figures. He's had a good second half. He's got 11 now. As there is time on the floor, a 30-second timeout. Campbell County with the ball and a 3-point lead. We'll be back after this brief 30-second break.
Downtown Athletic Club is the premier athletic facility in the Gateway area. Downtown Athletic Club has new modern equipment, sauna, and steam room, along with one of the area's finest saltwater pools. There is a membership package that is perfect for you or your family. Stop in and see it for yourself and find out why Downtown Athletic Club is the premier athletic facility in the heart of downtown Mount Sterling.
Well, both these pep sections really getting excited and getting into it. And they're straight across from each other, and they're showing their school colors. We're in a tight ball game. Campbell County with a 39-36 lead and a full court press by Newport. Nathan Smith, a rare ball handler, brings it up. He dribbles right into a double-team trap. Four guys on the bench and a jump ball, or on the floor, rather. A jump ball, and Smith dribbled right into that coffin corner, Bobby. You got baseline, sideline, and a double team. Spacing wasn't real good.
Well, you trapped yourself.
Yeah, you did. It was all clustered up over there. The Camels keep it, though, and avoid a turnover. Sorgen Fry bluffs the three. They go to Weinel. Now Weinel, crossover dribble. He lost it, got it back, shovels it over, underhand pass to Sorgen Fry. Anderson on him. They run it off to Weinel. Weinel kick it over to Nathan Smith. The senior got to the left blocks. Bounce pass to Sorgen Fry. Tried to go baseline. Cut off by Anderson. Bounce pass to Smith. Smith leaves it for Jackson. Connor Jackson back to Nathan Smith. Newport trying to get out in the passing lanes, and they do. Smith with another turnover. And then a foul in the backcourt by Sorgen Fry. In Campbell County, not valuing the possessions with their turnovers. That's a third on Brock Sorgen Fry. That'll also be the third on Campbell County. Timeout on the floor. 2:38 to play in this game. Campbell County with a 39-36 lead over Newport. We'll be back in 1 minute right here on your Gateway Sports Station.
Are you looking for a job where you can make a terrific income, have a great insurance plan, 401k retirement plan, paid vacations, incentive bonuses? That job could be waiting for you now at City Cartage Company in Mount Sterling. If you think that sounds good, wait till you hear this. They are currently offering a $3,000 sign-on bonus. City Cartage Company, they're always looking for quality employees, and they're ready to reward you with all those great incentives and more. Stop in and apply at City Cartage Company in the Midland Trail Industrial Park, or give them a call, 498-4490.
His name is Kelly Johnson. He's a dentist in Mount Sterling, and his reputation is simple. He offers quality care at affordable prices, and you get it from a dentist whose staff truly cares about their patients. The Sterling Family Dental Care Center is located at 100 East High Street in Mount Sterling. Make sure your children have quality dental health care. It'll put your mind at ease. Dr. Johnson can help every member of your family, and when it comes to cosmetic dentistry, you'll get the latest from Sterling Family Dental Care Center, 100 East High Street, Mount Sterling.
Campbell County owning a 3-point lead. They're shooting 44% from the floor. although Newport's gotten off more shots. The Wildcats from Newport, 37% from the floor. Thing about it is, with Campbell County, Bobby, almost a three-minute drought, scoring drought.
Scoring drought, and once they got that five-point lead, it looks like they got a little bit passive in their offense, and as a result, Newport is kind of attempting to seize the moment here.
Well, Garam Jackson's the guy they want the ball in his hands, but, you know, it ended up with Nathan Smith the last two possessions.
Yeah.
And Jackson still out there guarding Covington. Here's Lowe with a three-point shot that's missed. Rebounded by Turner. His putback cuts into this lead, makes it a one-point game.
One-point game here, 2:19 left, 39-38.
Campbell County's Garam Jackson double-team. Bounce pass to Nathan Smith. Smith, return it to Jackson. Back to Smith. Smith drives in, finds Weinel on the baseline. Weinel skip pass right side, drop it baseline. Cole Johnson, who hadn't touched it in a while, he's got it. They give him room. He goes all the way down, and right now Coach Souter is going to call a timeout. I don't blame him. Pretty good idea here. You got the ball on your end of the floor. Let's see if we can't set up an out-of-bounds play and get a good shot.
Got to get a good shot. If it goes, it goes, but you certainly want to get a shot.
Just inside of 2 minutes to play here in the game. Campbell County with the ball. They're up one. We'll return after this brief 30-second break.
Spring savings are here. Through April 2nd at major brands, you'll get an $80 reward card after online submission with purchase of four or more new Michelin passenger or light truck tires totaling $900 or more. Tire purchases under $900 get $60. Celebrate spring with big savings on Michelin tires from major brands Tire and Automotive, Tom's Drive Moorhead, and Wilmot Drive Mount Sterling. Get details at major brands or online at MichelinMan.com. Offer expires 4/2/24. Void where prohibited.
Well, Coach Rodney Sapp, again, we are privy to some of his conversation with his team just due to the proximity of our broadcast area. He told his team, listen, we need to close out on them on the jump shots, double team. He said, if we get the ball, go. Don't look, I mean, he wants to score quick. He wants as many possessions as he can get. Campbell County, they would like to shorten the game. Well, it'll be the Camels with the ball underneath their goal or on their baseline as a horn sounds. There's a minute 58 to play in this game. Camels with the ball and a one-point lead. Possession arrow favors Newport in the event there's a held ball. Three fouls for the Camels, team fouls, two team fouls for Newport. Here we go. They screen over, bounce pass to Connor Weinel. He got the shot blocked at the rim. He got it by Turner with a ball fake, but Covington blocked it. On the baseline, shot missed by Turner and rebounded by guess who? Connor Weinel. Garam Jackson, double teamed, he needs help. Sorgen Fry makes himself available. 10 counts on you, you gotta push it. Pass deflected, knocked away by Turner. Back tip steal, and that's not a bad foul. Turner's got a slam dunk and a one-point lead for Newport had Nathan Smith not fouled him on the reach round. That was a good foul.
And that's only the team four, so he is not shooting.
But the Camels turn it over. Out is Fancher. Coming in is Cole Johnson for Campbell County. Newport with a ball. They throw the high lob. Turner chases it out between the circle. He hands it off. Covington in the paint. Triple team. Throws it out. Sorgen Fry deflects it. Lowe chases it down. Newport keeps it with a minute 20. Covington on the switch. Weinel's got him. Covington lost the ball. Good switch off. Jackson now picks him back up. Lowe with it. High post to Turner. He hands it off. Covington off the curl. Went airborne, but he got bailed out with a pass to Jackson. He can't get free. Good shut down there by Nathan Smith. A minute to play in this game. Newport with a ball and a chance to take the lead. Shot by Covington. Not there. Rebounded. Sorgen Fry's got it. Campbell County with a ball. Sorgen Fry's fouled, and that was probably not a good foul by Newport because he was going to turn it over.
Well, he was
throwing it right into a double team. You don't throw the ball behind you.
Fancy. One thing for sure, he was looking to get rid of it, and he didn't have much help back there.
No, he didn't. He was looking for anyone as he fell down. Nathan Smith in the backcourt. Dribbles over, draws a double team. It's a kick ball, and if you're a guard for Campbell County, you can't be running down the floor. They've got Fancher in there at midcourt. Weinel at midcourt. Now they go to Weinel. Jackson, he released. Campbell County had a two-on-one. They had a two-on-one. That was a good foul by Newport. Coming in is Covington. He picked up his third, but it stops the clock with 44.8. Bobby, Campbell County had a beautiful play. They had a two-on-one.
Well, they not only had it, and from this point on, however, both teams are going to be shooting two.
Smith inbounds to Garen Jackson. He was a hero in the 12th region overtime win. They go to Smith. Smith fouled from behind by Lowe, and that will send Nathan Smith to the free throw line. He has not scored in this ball game. He does have two rebounds and two assists. He's also played some lockdown defense. He held Covington to 2 points in the first half. Then he was put over on Jackson, who scored four for the game. Smith makes the free throw. 6'3" senior.
2 point lead, 38.3, with one more free throw to go for the Camels.
And right now, a 30-second timeout called by Newport's bench will send both of these teams to their respective benches. Campbell County up two with 38 and a half seconds to play. We'll return after this brief 30-second break.
Whitaker Bank knows you need banking to be quick and secure with many mobile banking options. Our 24-hour banking offers bill pay, money transfer between accounts, credit card and loan applications, only to name a few. And check out our mobile deposit. Just open the Whitaker Bank app, snap a couple photos, and hit send. App, snap, deposit. It's that simple. Whitaker Bank is uniquely Kentucky. Member FDIC.
Well, there's 38.3 seconds remaining in this game. Campbell County with a 40-38 lead over Crosstown High School Newport. And you got Nathan Smith at the line. And the 6'3 senior with the bulging muscles and big arms drops them both in. Covington, high post pass to Turner. Off the curl, Jackson picked up by Smith. Puts up a challenge 12-footer and he hit it. Smith was right there on him. Deshaun Jackson hits only his third basket for the game.
Elevated over him.
Boy, he did. 12-foot fadeaway. It's a 41-40 lead for Campbell County. Timeout called. We'll be back after this brief 30-second break.
Morning people wake up for peace and quiet. McDonald's breakfast people, we wake up for the sweet rush of getting that warm breakfast right before it ends.
Start your morning off right with a satisfying steak, egg, and cheese bagel, or add a steak patty to your other breakfast faves. Order in the app and get 30% off a purchase of $5 or more.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Valid once per day through 6/30/24 at participating McDonald's. Excludes taxes. Must opt into rewards.
Available at your Scott Family McDonald's in Mount Sterling.
Well, there's 25.2 seconds to play in this basketball game. It's been back and forth, man. A lot of lead changes, but Campbell County had as much as a 10-point lead, and Newport has been coming back at them and coming strong. The possession arrow favors Newport, so what can happen, Bobby? Each team shooting two free throws, they can go for a steal.
Sure.
I mean, you never know. The official might call jump ball instead of a foul, and then you get the ball.
It's your possession. And so, yet, either way, you know, the full court pressure is going to be employed here by the Newport Wildcats.
They've got one timeout, Newport does, while Campbell County, they've still got four timeouts. Coach Souter walking the sideline for Campbell County. Now kneels in front of his bench with a student body standing. The Camels need to get the ball inbound. Coach Snap, Rodney Snap for Newport, walks all the way down to the baseline, takes a big deep breath, and positions himself to watch his team defend as Campbell County gets the ball inbounds. Garen Jackson back to Nathan Smith. Smith, bounce pass to Connor Weinel. Weinel holds it, pivots around, and then finally they're going to call a timeout. Newport thought he had traveled, Weinel thought he was going to get fouled, but instead the third option was the foul, or was the timeout, rather, called by the
but
Campbell County
bench.
He did
hold his pivot foot through all of that, however.
He did.
Yeah.
Oh, man. So 17.8 seconds to play in this game. Back after this brief 30-second break.
Kentucky Petroleum Supply is dedicated to serving the petroleum needs of the Gateway area. Locally owned and operated since 1983. If you need fuel on the farm or on the construction site, call Kentucky Petroleum Supply. If you need a tank, Kentucky Petroleum Supply can handle that too. Mention this ad for special pricing. Kentucky Petroleum Supply. You call, we haul. 744-7778. That's 744-7778. Kentucky Petroleum Supply is a proud supporter of Montgomery County Athletics.
We've had three lead changes and three ties in this ball game. It says here that Campbell County, they have had the lead 23 minutes, while Newport's only had the lead 5 minutes. And then the other time consumed was during those ties. It'll be Campbell County with a ball on their end of the floor. The Camels up one. They lead 41-40, 17.8 seconds. Possession arrow favors Newport. So the Wildcats of Newport, again, just to reemphasize, they can go for a steal even out of the hands of a Camel player. You never know. You may get a jump ball instead of a foul call. If you're Campbell County, get the ball inbounds. You know Newport's going to come at you. Back in the backcourt, Sergeant Fry has it. Got a behind-the-back dribble, double team. Little shaky with the ball handling. Campbell County's Franzen about to fall out of bounds. And out of all that chaos, 8 seconds went off. So Campbell County almost threw it away three times.
Yeah.
But they were able to get it in the front court. We've got 9.8 seconds to play in the game. We'll keep it here. Campbell County leading 41-40. This game, again, it's been mostly Campbell County with a lead, much like the game that preceded it. It was just never a comfortable lead. The Camels have had a 10-point lead, but you knew Newport was lurking in the background.
Well, this one was a little tighter, however, in the second quarter. Second half. They immediately came out and got this thing to a 27-24 deficit. After only 3 minutes of the third quarter of play, and then ever since then, it's been cat and mouse. Try to score, try to rebound, try to do whatever you could to get one more point for your team.
Yeah, and again, just to echo and put a buttress under what Bobby's saying, it was Newport only scoring 4 points, two baskets in the second quarter. They were down by 10 at halftime, only to tie it up. Moving into the fourth quarter, and here we are. It's a one-point Campbell County lead, 9.8 seconds to play in the game. Again, if you don't have the possession arrow in favor of Newport, Campbell County, you could get it in bounds, and you wouldn't even have to cross midcourt.
Right.
But you don't want to let the game be decided by a whistle, whether it was a foul or a jump ball. So Campbell County cannot do that. They've got to attack. As Swords and Fry hit the deck, here's a pass, and nearly stolen by Newport.
8 tenths of a second, I think it was. Now we have 8.0 remaining, but now we're down on the other part of the court in front of Newport's bench.
Nathan Smith to throw it in bounds. And they get it in. Fancher with the catch. He's fouled from behind by Silverton, who has checked in. Coach Snap going offense defense. He'll bring Covington and Anderson back in as Silverton picks up his second foul. And going to the free throw line is Xavier Fancher. We know Fancher, he averages 7 points per game. We saw him hit 6 three-pointers in the second quarter in a region semifinal game. He doesn't need a three-pointer here. He just needs a free throw. And the lefty knocked it down.
6.6 seconds remaining. Here come the reserves for Newport on the offensive exploit of hope. And
78% free throw shooter is Fancher. as we've got time called. 6.5 seconds to play in the game. Campbell County, 2-point lead. Time on the floor. We'll step aside. 30 seconds back after this brief message.
Get the coverage you need for a fair price at Limestone Agency. We are celebrating 175 years of doing business right here in Mount Sterling. Stop by and see Brenda, Julie, Cheryl, or Ashley to get a quote from Auto Owners Insurance Company. Limestone Agency is proud to have called Mount Sterling home for the past 175 years. Call us today at 498-3410.
Newport called their last time out of the ballgame. Campbell County has two remaining. Possession arrow favors the Wildcats of Newport. Not to give away game plan, but hey, Coach Knapp, he's going for the win. He's wanting a back screen and a guy run long. Whether they make the free throw and they have to take it out of bounds, or if they get the rebound. Well, he wants a long pass.
Well, we've got Sorgen Fry at midcourt, so he's protecting the back line, whatever that means. Okay.
He and Garen Jackson are standing at midcourt as it will be at the foul line. Yeah. Xavier Fancher, 6-foot-tall junior. He's 78% free throw shooter. He made the first one. He's got another one coming here.
Boy,
that's good. Campbell County, they've been 10 of 14 at the foul line. And now Newport, it's a 3-point Campbell County lead. Coach Souter makes a substitution, brings Johnson in the backcourt. Lead pass up to Lowe. Clock at 3.
Block.
Shot put up. Blocked by Nathan Smith.
Nathan Smith
with the block. And they call a foul on the floor. And the officials leave. They wave it off. They say no time. So the three-point attempt by Lowe was blocked by the defensive specialist, Nathan Smith. But I don't know why he would close on him shooting a three like that. Maybe a two, but he did. He got the block at the line.
He was kind of waiting at the line, and as he came to him, he sort of lunged toward him and did get a fingertip on it. Just a tremendous victory by Campbell County here in a very, very intensely fought, well-played ball game.
So a couple of county schools will meet each other tomorrow at 6. It'll be Harlan County and Campbell County. So the Camels were able to take care of the Wildcats. We'll see what they do with the Black Bears tomorrow.
That'll be a biggie.
Campbell County wins a close one in a final, 43-40, over neighboring Newport High School. Bobby Baldwin here with me. I'm Joel Bennett. We'll take a 2-minute break. When we come back, we'll have a post-game show. It will include game scoring, stats, and summary. All that coming up in 2 minutes right here on your Gateway Sports Station.
Since 1831, McCormick Machinery has been shaping the American landscape. Today, McCormick Tractors continue to meet the needs of America's farmers across the land. We offer an extensive lineup of tractor models ranging from 24 to over 300 horsepower with the right features and technology to fit your farming needs. Your local McCormick dealer in Mount Sterling. Hamburgies Farm Machinery, 530 South Queen Street, Mount Sterling, 859-498-1113, or visit hamburgiesfarmmachinery.com.
Doug Garrett is a man who loves comfort. So when Doug's stocking his amazing showroom at Garrett Furniture in downtown Carlisle, you'll find so many comfortable things to fill your home and make life more comfortable. Doug also believes in quality. So Garrett's is stocked with furnishings that look great and are built to last. Comfort, quality, longevity. Just three of the many reasons to make Garrett Furniture in Carlisle your first choice when buying for your home. Visit Garrett Furniture, downtown Carlisle. You'll be glad you did.
This is Josh Kaufman of Kaufman Funeral Home. There's a basic misconception in my industry that quality and affordability can't coexist. Many people think that spending a lot of money is a necessity in giving your loved one a proper burial. Let me show you how Kaufman Funeral Home can help you be proud of the final arrangements you make, at the same time doing it affordably. Stop by and see us at 315 South Queen Street or call 498-2273. Kaufman Funeral Home and Crematory, where quality and affordability go hand in hand.
Carl's Produce on the bypass in Mount Sterling is such a special place with so many things to offer. And if you need storage space, Carl can really help. Go to Carl's, check out all the storage buildings they have. They can tailor make one just for you. And why pay storage rental when you can own your own building on your own property? Carl's Produce, just one of the many, many special things they have are the great storage buildings that they can craft just to meet your needs. Stop by and see Kyle today.
Well, the opening round of this UK Healthcare 2024 Boys Sweet 16 tournament is in the books. So all the 16 teams that have arrived here at the Rupp Arena have gotten a game in, and you've got right now eight teams standing. And one of those eight teams, the team we just broadcast, Campbell County, defeated Newport. Newport rolled in here with a 32-3 record, riding a 24-game winning streak. And they would go against Northern Kentucky neighbor Campbell County, who was on a 12-game winning streak. Campbell County had built up to as much as a 10-point lead at halftime after a pitiful second quarter for Newport, largely in part due to Campbell County. But I think Newport had some missed opportunities, not throwing dispersions, because they fought hard in the second half. It was a different team.
They got it back to a one-possession game 3 minutes into the third quarter, but from that point on, couldn't quite get over the hump.
There were three lead changes and three ties in this ball game. It was just like Bobby said, pun intended, they couldn't get it over the hump. The Camels, they hold on and win this one. In looking at some of the team numbers in this ball game, it was Campbell County shooting 42.5% from the floor overall for their team. They go 14 of 33 from the floor, 5 of 12 three-point range for 41.7%. They were 10 of 14 at the free throw line, Bobby.
Huge.
71.5%.
Yeah.
They shot better in this state tournament game than they did at the region finals we saw.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, they were having trouble getting them down up at Mason County against Harrison County in that finale, but tonight they were money when it counted, and maybe it's because they were playing somebody a little bit closer to home. Who knows? But they sure got it done.
Newport, their shooting numbers, they got off more shots and made more shots than Campbell County, but it was the free throw line that made a lot of the difference. Newport goes 18 of 49 from the floor, shooting 36.5%. Only 2 of 12 behind the arc, 3-point shooting for 16.5%. They only shot 4 free throws, Bobby, made 2 of them. 6-7, 6-8 in there. A little surprised they didn't play more aggressively and pounded in there. Of course, credit Campbell County. They started off with a zone, then they went man, and they were able to hold their own with a much taller Newport team.
Yeah, and even with that size, you can get into the seams in the zone or whatever, even man-to-man, you could get the ball to the foul line within 10 feet, at least take a good shot or dump it down to one of the big guys so that you could get to the foul line. But have to credit Campbell County. They had a game plan. It was followed masterfully, and they have come out with the victory, and they get to advance to tomorrow night's quarterfinals.
43-40 the final in this one. Some other team numbers, points in the paint, Newport a 28-18 edge over Campbell County. Points off turnover, 6-4 edge for the Camels. Second chance scoring, Newport with a 10-5 edge. Fast break scoring, Newport with a 4-2 edge. The Camel bench outscored Newport's bench 6-2. Turnovers in the ball game, 4 committed by Newport, 6 by Campbell County, a really nicely played game in that regard. Rebounding in the ball game, Newport bounced back. They did out-rebound Campbell County, finally 27-24. Of the 27 rebounds, 12 of them were offensive rebounds. They just didn't get, you know, of the 12 offensive rebounds, they got 10 points on putback. So Newport doing what they could, but Campbell County prevails. Looking at the individual numbers in the ball game, 14 points for Turner, James Turner for Newport. He had 5 rebounds, blocked a shot, made a steal, and dished an assist. He played the entire game. 11 points in the game for Jabari Covington and 7 rebounds. 9 of Covington's points came in the second half, but Nathan Smith did a job on him. He was 5 of 18 shooting in the ball game, played the entire game, 1 assist and 1 blocked shot. Other scoring, 6 points in the game for Deshaun Jackson. He had 4 rebounds, 2 assists, and a steal. He had 5 points scored by Deshaun Anderson and 3 rebounds, 1 steal. 2 points for Griffin Starks and 3 rebounds. He blocked a shot. And then 2 points off the bench, Amonte Lowe. He scored for Newport. Other players, Noah Silverton and Taylen Kinney, who Taylen Kinney, I think, had a hamstring injury. We saw him on the sideline. He played briefly, but exited limping at that. Will he be ready to go? I'm sure he will be over this summer. They'll get him right and get him going. Highly recruited sophomore. Looking for Campbell County in the ball game. 12 points led the way. Brock Sorgenfrey. Sorgen Fry had a wonderful first half. He also had 4 rebounds in the ball game, played the entire game. Another Warrior, Garen Jackson, senior point guard, 11 points, 6 rebounds, 4 assists. He also came up with a steal. The other senior, the big man, Connor Weinel, 6'4 senior, 32 minutes of play. He had 9 points, 10 rebounds, held his own against the much taller Newport team. Other scoring in the ball game, 3 points for Cole Johnson, 2 points, 2 boards, 2 assists for Nathan Smith. He also blocked a shot. The big block was the last one at the rim, Newport's chance to tie. Other scoring, 5 points for Xavier Fancher. He made some nice free throws there in the late going. Zach Franson had 1 point and to round out the Campbell County scoring. So that's going to do it from here in Rupp Arena, 43-40, Campbell County over Newport. Attendance tonight, pretty good crowd. We had 11,200 in the morning session. Evening session, pretty much right there with them.
Carbon copy, just about 10,845, and you could hear the excitement in both end zones here during the entire evening, and it was just a fantastic night of basketball. And it's too bad that two teams had to go out tonight, but we certainly were the recipients of tremendous basketball.
Well, Campbell County, they win the battle here. The teams from Northern Kentucky of the 9th and the 10th region, and the 10th region champs, they went out tonight. So that's going to do it here from Rupp Arena. They will, Gateway Radio Works, again, their commitment to high school basketball and the high schools and the communities in the area and in the state will be back on the air tomorrow. It'll start with an 11 o'clock tip-off. It'll be Magoffin County, their first trip ever, taking on Great Crossing, number one ranked team. They haven't lost to a Kentucky school all year, so that ought to be a good storyline there. Both of them, their inaugural trip to the Sweet 16. They'll get things started at 11 o'clock, followed by Lyon County and Adair County. Good matchup right there. That'll be the 1:30 game. Then the evening session will have this Campbell County team that we just saw playing Harlan County and the Black Bears and their star, Noah Trent. And then the nightcap will be a couple of Louisville schools, Trinity taking on Evangel Christian. But again, Gateway Radio Works, they will have it on the air tomorrow at 11 a.m. Yeah. So go ahead, Bobby, yeah. I'm going to sign off.
Yeah, well, we certainly appreciate the opportunity that Dan and the team gave us to do these two games tonight. We had two excellent games, and know that tomorrow they will be back in here ready to rock. But we appreciate it, and it was certainly entertaining basketball.
From Rupp Arena, for Bobby Baldwin, I'm Joel Bennett. Thanks for listening. Have a wonderful rest of the week. So long.
You've been listening to the UK Healthcare Boys Sweet 16 Basketball Tournament on WMST. Broadcast sponsors include Ambergy's Farm Machinery Sales and Service, BMC Contracting, City Cartage Company, Clark's Pump and Shop, Kaufman Funeral Home and Crematory, the Downtown Athletic Club, Dutchess Chevy Ford, the Family Wealth Group, Furniture World Superstore, Hoffman Robertson Incorporated, Garrett Furniture, Carl's Produce, Kentucky Petroleum Supply, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, your Scott Family McDonald's, the Montgomery County Board of Education, Montgomery Tractor Sales, Moorhead Tourism, Paris Stockyards, People's Exchange Bank, Porter Group Insurance, Save-A-Lot Mount Sterling, Sterling Family Dental Care, Town and Country Home Decor and Minute Market, Sterling Healthcare, Traditional Bank, Windsor Care Center, and Whitaker Bank, Mount Sterling. Now more of America's best music on 106.9 FM, 1150 AM, and WMSTRadio.com.